Meteorologist Dave Anderson joins us on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about our storm last week. And as I mentioned to him, I've got a bunch of very sophisticated and nuanced and technical questions that I want to pose to Dave, not the least of which is, what the heck was that about last week?
Boy, that was a heck of a storm. You know, I'm no spring chicken, lifelong Northland resident, I think. That was the worst storm I've ever been a part of. Woke a fella up at 3 a.m., and when I woke up for real in the morning, utter devastation in my yard. And that's where I'm sitting right now, because I won't get phone service back probably until Monday, so I want a cheap little track phone here now, sitting amidst the devastation. And speaking of Mary Chapin Carpenter there, or something wild, something tame tune, well, I'm looking kind of wild because we finally got electricity back yesterday for a little shower action, finally.
Yeah. But, and see, when you're in TV, this is a problem. I, on the other hand, also got electricity back yesterday, and yet no one knows.
Yeah, exactly. I got the radio look going on.
I got
on
the radio
here.
Look. I got a good radio look going on, Dave. So
on the team side here, though, he's busy feeding peanuts to the chipmunk that I've hand-tamed here. That's always a ton of fun. So it looks like most of the critters got through the bad storm fairly safely.
Well, they had said that, thank heavens, in a sense, that it happened overnight, because a lot of people were not out on the roads anyway. That really could have been a challenge. So let's start with, everybody got up at 3:30, and everybody lost power, and then everybody got on social media and started, you know, chatting back and forth. What was the deal with that strobe lightning, or what do you call lightning like that that just goes nonstop?
No, you call that a lot of uplift and a lot of friction among cloud particles. That's what lightning comes from. It's the I always like to call it, the disco effect of the atmosphere. Everyone's out on the atmospheric dance floor bumping and a grinding, and it's a big static electricity charge. And if you keep that motion going, you keep getting that charge. So yeah, the lightning was nonstop. The winds were over 70 miles per hour. Powerful straight-line winds, very much like the derecho of 1999 that took down the Boundary Waters. The Weather Service is still checking to see if that could be classified as a derecho, a powerful straight-line wind storm. Technically, you have to have a line of at least 240 miles to get that classification.
Okay, and, whoa, yeah, stop a minute. That was the word. That was the word I was going to ask you for. It's like, other than, wow, what a wind, is there a word for winds like that? And what was the word? Spell it.
Derecho, D-E-R-E-C-H-O, Spanish for, well, straight line.
Okay.
Tornado is twisting. That's Spanish as well. Derecho is the word for a straight line windstorm. No twist. And, you know, before I lost power and was still able to watch radar screens, which I haven't been able to do well.
That's why you have it on your cell phone, Dave. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, these little track phones aren't exactly overloaded with
special features.
Things like that. So, yep. You know, I've been running kind of naked, but before I lost my eyes and was able to watch the radar, you know, this was a classic cold front passing through the area. Very powerful, bowing out, which is a sign it's extremely strong. You know, a nice bow echo return, and it held onto that bow as it tracked even through Michigan later on that day. You know, when I get to work and I finally get to use some power and see what's going on, isn't that a conundrum for us Northlanders? You know, you have to go to work to get things.
Exactly.
When we're at home, doggone it.
If I want information, I have to actually go to work. Well, and of course, the university, I've never known the university in 25 years to be completely without power and say, we got no juice, we're shut down.
Wow, yeah, that is rare. I remember, you know, I'm a UMD grad, the blizzard of March 1985, even that didn't take down the power on campus.
Power campus, the megastorm, you know, the university was closed for a day, but it was mainly because it was hard to get around. It wasn't because there was no power. And
yeah,
the university's never just lost power for a couple of days. It was wild. So now, normally, it seems, when we've got bad weather in the Northland, it usually, you know, we watch it on our radar, Dave. We watch it come toward the lake, and then it splits off, and it goes north and south. So What was that about?
Yes, the wedge effect of Lake Superior, the cooler, denser, or relatively cooler and denser air of the lake, acts as a good wedge to split storms coming through, because they're thriving on hot air, and cold air has got much more pressure gradient force, if you want to use the technical term. And so it stays put where it wants to go, and the lighter, denser storm air got to go around it. Well, this time around, that air packed so much power it was able to overcome and trump the lake. Hate to use that term in this time of year, but it trumped the lake, and it blew right through the Twin Ports. I suppose turnabout's fair play, you know. Folks in Carlton, Aiken, and Pine counties just a few weeks ago, and in northwestern Wisconsin, had devastating rainstorms, soaking rain, while Duluth got off fairly scot-free. It was our turn to pay up.
Boy, I should say
so. And we did.
So, trees, were you as shocked? You know, we talked with Tom Casper about this a little bit yesterday. Were you as shocked as I was that it seems like there's very little holding trees in the ground? I mean, root-wise?
Yeah, you know, looking at the trees in my yard, and there's a good dozen or so that were taken down, and some of the root systems for some of the species are so shallow. How do they stay up in the first place?
Exactly. I mean, it sort of makes
you... If you want to remove a stump, then you can't pull the thing out with a four-wheel drive truck and four lows. Like, what the heck? Why does it work this way?
But it makes you think, you know, twice about standing out in the yard, you know, and putting your hand up against the tree trunk and just leaning against it casually to chat with a neighbor.
Yeah, you know, well, they say during a storm, get away from the trees.
And now we know why, especially up here.
It's hard to avoid a tree up here, though, isn't it?
It really is, which is a lovely part of living in the Northland. But it's not so much the lightning rod thing as much as it's they're just being held into the ground with Kleenex and spit, and they'll fall over on you.
And a couple of little threads.
That's about it. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you. Thanks for, you know, having your trusty track phone and just being a journalist to your core. I appreciate it.
Well, Lisa, thanks for the opportunity to babble a little bit about my passion of weather. And like you mentioned with the forecast, it looks very nice this weekend. So we'll get a break. We can continue the cleanup, and we won't have to worry about any more messes, at least for the short term.
At least for the short term. Thanks a lot, Dave. Meteorologist Dave Anderson, our guest this morning, to shed a little bit of light on the behind-the-scenes business of our storm last week. Man, that had a lot of people going, what the heck is that all about?